In the 1950s and 60s, senior farmers often purchased new land to support their adult children's desire to farm a ranch, and rarely did siblings continue in business together. Today, it's more common to see sons and daughters returning to the farm to work alongside their parents, but transitioning a younger generation into the operation can bring challenges. The South Dakota Agriculture Foundation's Keep Farmers Farming program is a trusted resource for navigating the complexities of this process. Legacy consultant Alan Hoyer explains there's no one-size-fits-all approach to welcoming another generation into the business.
This process works much better when you have time on your side. In other words, time is still an asset, and that would be the younger generation. The older we get, time becomes less of an asset because we're just running out of time.
One big question is knowing when it's the right time to bring a son or daughter into the operation and whether the business can sustain another family. Keep Farmers Farming helps farm and ranch families evaluate financial capacity and explore new ways to grow. Hoyer emphasizes that it all starts with building a path that aligns with the family's vision. A clear vision brings direction and purpose.
Without vision, we shall perish. And that's in the Bible. Once we find vision, then we can find success for everyone in the operation.
For more than a decade, Keep Farmers Farming has partnered with nearly 400 farm and ranch families across the region, supporting them shape their vision for the future while preserving their legacy. Visit sdagfoundation.org or search Keep Farmers Farming to learn more. Reporting on today's Dakota Farm Talk, I'm Pam Geppert.